שמייסו תלמידי רב עקיבא שלא ינהגו כובד זה בזה. מייסו תלמידי רב עקיבא שלא ינהגו כובד זה בזה. למסור שמסי, אז עבד ענד בפשט איז, אז תלמידי רב עקיבא הוא ענת נוהג כובד זה בזה פונק אין דיז דייט. פונק אין ימי הספיר, תלמידי רב עקיבא דסייד ענת בינוהג כובד זה בזה. עבד בפשט איז, אז תלמידי רב עקיבא הוא ענת נוהג כובד בזה, אלנג את קופה וייסטייס. נו, דיז יומים שמיוחדים לקבול הסתירה, דיז פשר דייזר מיוחדים לקבול הסתירה, these days was a tvia on them, and while in these days was a tvia on them, the meile they were meisu b'yemei asfira bein Pesach la'atzer. Chazal zogen as Rav Akiva was a ma'oretz till he was 40. When he was 40 he started to learn. So the very matter of fact, why Rabbi Akiva Taka didn't learn till 40? Akiva was on Ba'aretz. Till 40 he didn't learn. When he was 40 he decided to learn. What's the given the Yitzhahole from Rabbi Akiva that till 40 Rabbi Akiva Mishgila? And 40 Rabbi Akiva started to learn. What's the given this demo? Chazal said that Rabbi Akiva was walking and he saw the water making a hole in the stone. Well, Rabbi Akiva said, if the water could make a hole in the stone, the Torah could go inside to me. The Torah could come inside to me. Freitag de Kasha, we know that the water makes a hole in the stone. When I feel okay, we didn't become familiar with Chachamim. Marim Shach, if the ganze glick von Rabbi Akiva that the water could make a hole in the stone, so Avada the Torah could go inside by me, so we know Taka that the water could make a hole in the stone. So why we don't start to learn day and night? Marim Shach. It's such a chizuk if water makes a hole in the stone. It's such a stark chizuk that the mele you become a talmid chochem. So what happened to us? Now the Torah says as it. That's an adam god lamal. As avad the Rabbi Akiva had a cheshek otzum to sit and learn yomim velayla. Now the yitzchore weiss Rabbi Akiva as a resnishti mutzlach that he doesn't happen learning. As a versteht nicht. He tried and he tried and it's not going on. The Yitzhahore showed him as a meratzus guy that he couldn't chab. With Rabbi Akiva Zog, Shoisi Amoretz, Shoisi Eimer, Miiteli Talmid Chochem, Ve'enashchenu Kechaboy. The Koyach from the Yitzhahore was that he advised Rabbi Akiva that he can learn, he tried and he tried and it's not going on. And Be'emetz is given a grace of Koyachas. But that was given the Koyach from the Yitzhahore to show Rabbi Akiva as a Kenish Lam and Teire. And the minute Rabbi Akiva saw that even the water could make a hole in the stone, Azei, so Rabbi Akiva and Azei for sure could become a Talmid Chochem. So you see, what was stopping Rabbi Akiva to become a Talmid Chochem was Nish Valavi Nish Gidol Leonel. Nish because he didn't go, so Nish Gidanga. And by Emes is given by a grace of Rabbi Akiva, by a grace of Rabbi Akiva, Emes a Talmid Chochem, just the Gitzahora as a Koyach, not only to take away the Cheshik of learning, not only to take away the gishmak of learning, the Yitzhahara Amor to come to a person and make him to feel as a Rizmishti Mutzlach. Talmid Chochem will never be. Nothing will come out of him. And Be'emes is as a grace of Akiva dear, as Moshe Rabbeinu Zot Tzmar Yodai. He's better than me. As a grace of Talmid Chochem can say in Dalton. But the Yitzhahara to Badekinus, not stand in Mishkin Cheshek. With such a feeling, I've been garnished, nothing will come out of him. Anyway, I'm not a Talmid Chochem. There's no chance that I'll become a great Talmid Chochem. And the Emes, he's not there. Chakert. But what is the secret? What is the secret? Rabbi Akiva said that the water is going on the stone, tif, noch tif, noch tif, bekviyas, be'asmode. So Rabbi Akiva, mitazasmode, takim mikin matzriach zay. Because everyone knows the famous Meisav, this is Chaim Shmulevitz gesagt, but Rabbi Akiva came back home and he heard, when he came back, he heard that a person is telling his wife, and she said, Alevahi will stay for another 12 years. He went back to Bis Medrash, like the Velt, so why he didn't come in to say hello? Like the Velt, if Rabbi Akiva would come in, Zaina Hesek would be 12 and 12. Rabbi Akiva wanted a Hemshech, 24. But Rabbi Akiva saw the secret. Even a person that can learn, that doesn't have a tzloche, but if he learns, no hanat, no hanat, no hanam keseder, and that's a high grace of Talmid Chochem. So a bacher has to know, and everyone is like that. So nishkin no Rabbi Akiva. Taisa says chazokim mishael lechliyum and nasa gadol of Rabbi Akiva. The Yitzhahor Amor, chutz from all the Yitzhahors that we have a lot of times, the Yitzhahor comes over a sachmol, and he says, Poshut, yeah, you will learn new, so you will know a pop laugh. Eh, but I found it chochem in Yizayin, I'm out with Tzeir of Yizayin. What could come out of you? And the MS, you have a koyach, you have a reina, the koyach, to Zayin Rabbi Akiva. With 24,000 other Talmidim. No, the Yitzhahor covers it. Of a gossip is saying, the Seir is Asmode. The Ratzifah. But if a person Amazon, he learns 2 days, Friday he takes a little bit rest, he starts Sunday again, Sigonish. And I finish on Friday, he learns morning, second Saturday, night Saturday, over Nacht, the Manacht, Macht, Afsoke, the water can't make the hole in the stone. But if a person wants, and yet an Eime, to say, I am a Sayyidah, 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 there's no suffix about it, as of a Vaxen to say, I am a Chochem. So talking about Mechazik sein zusammen, special in diese Yemei Asphire. Auf Itzter kommt noch Yemei Asphire. Fakir, nicht nur, also mit Hashem Allah im Kiddushin zusammen, aber zu sein bei Rezifes, ohne Asphirke. Und ich glaube, nicht in der Nacht, nicht in Freitag, nicht in Shabbos. If a person lives like that, even a person that feels that Chodesh can make a team to say a great Talmid Chochem and so vaks in the world of Emes and Emes Talmid Chochem. So let me hit the whole a bit to get around to the Masech. Look the Mishnah. Ha Isha Niknes b'shloisho drochim v'koynes atzmo b'shtei drochim. Ha'ishon nikmes b'shloisha drochim v'koynes atzmo b'shtei drochim. The pasuk of the pshat in the Mishnah is Ha'ishon nikmes lebailo b'shloisha drochim v'koynes atzmo, after she's married, if she wants to be always married, v'koynes atzmo b'shtei drochim. Nikmes b'keset, b'shtar, b'biyot, b'gmor ha'darshan from Sukkim b'keset, b'chama imrim, b'dino, b'shove dino, b'silei, b'pruto, b'shove pruto v'kamo y'pruto, echod mishmoyno b'iso ha'italki. The Koyla is asking her after she's married, if she wants to be always married, the get to be Misa Sabah. Hayavomo, Niknes Babiye. The Koyla is asking her, the Chalitza or the Misa Sayova. The Koyla is asking her, the Chalitza or the Misa Sayova. So that if it's written in the Rashash, only Shtoga or Ashtika Bilchis Pshat, and the ratio of the Mishnah, the Isha Niknes Bishleisha Drochim, she becomes married Bishleisha Drochim. And after she's married, she's koinos atzmo to be back b'rshusa b'shtei drochim. Mashe'egin in the Seife, ha'yavom and niknas b'biyah, but after she's koinos b'biyah, and afam and aget. What the Mishnah says in the Seife, the koinos atzmo b'chalitza b'misa sayavom, that is far the yibu. So it's not a hemshech of the reisha. The reisha is ha'yavom and niknas b'biyah, that's the reisha. The koinos atzmo, the Seife is andazach. If she didn't do beer and she's a Yavama yet, she's telling us after the Chalitza and Misa Sayova. We can cash it, but this is written in the Rasha Shtel, that it's like in Adam Zevi, the Koina is Atma of the Reisha, that the Koina is Atma of the Reisha, is Koina Atma of Mishus Baila. No, no. There's another Ordo, Sudetsu, that Lemais is interesting. So for sure there's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Koina is Atma doesn't mean if she made a Yibu, even if she didn't make a Yibu. So we see Pshat in the Mishnah that a Yavama, even before Yibu, she's considered a shtikel, knuya lebailo, knuya leyavom, that she could be koine atma. Alam al zachkin and yavomes, what is zike? Zike is a pshat stam, is a mitzvah zike, is a mitzvah yivum, vada zike. Or the zike is more than that. Zike the pshat is, she's a skuka. She belongs to the yavom, belongs to the mes, etas ha-shaykhes. Oh, the name. The answer of yavomes, when the husband dies, she's garnished. There's a mitzvah to do yivum. They say that before the Chalitza, she has to be koines atzma b'chalitza v'misa sayavam. They say that before the Chalitza and the misa sayavam, she has that as a shaykha, she belongs, as a gavisa mos, she belongs to b'rishus sayavam, that she has to be koines atzma b'rishus sayavam. She has to make a matzah of koines atzma b'rishus sayavam. But even so, that she belongs to the yavam, but when the yavam makes a yibum, or isha nikness. So it's three madregas. She's in the middle matzah that she has to be koina atzma, But when the Yavam wants to take her, it's not enough. He has to be koine. So the Yavam is koine her, and she has to be koine herself. Pashto is Marashach. If the Yavam has to be koine her, so she belongs to herself. No, she's in the male master. She's a shtikl knuya, that if she wants to become ois knuya, she has to koine her after the chalitza mizayavam. And when the Yavam wants to be koine her, it's koine the chalitza, koine be yibu. That's Rashi. Or isha nikness lebailo. So the Mephoshim shtel, the Ra'o, was Rashi kum zu sagen, der isha nikness lebailo. Versteht man der isha nikness lebailo? To who else? So the Rishonim bring down the Ra'o, in the second, in the third Mahalach, the Ra'o brings down, about the Batish of Pshat, and this is the Stom of the Pshat, of the Rech of Pshat. But Rashi came to be Mafkia, Nitz Hashem, in the second, in the Hemshech of the Perek, that Yudalet, is a Sugis of Avodim. Isha Niknes, Shivcho, so the Aparsha of Isha Niknes Kiddushin, so the Aparsha from Shivcho. Maybe we're talking on Shivcho, maybe we're talking about Shivcho. We're talking about Shivcho. We're talking about Shivcho. We're talking about Shivcho. So the Rashi, Isha Niknes Lebailo, hey, we're talking about Shivcho. We're talking on Ishus. We're talking about Ishus, we're talking about Shivcho. And then the Ra'o brings down one pshat from Eyash of Rashi's Diburi. Yeah, it's a shame pshat, a very balabatish, it's very gishmak, but it's not emes l'chure on our Rashi, because Rashi says later, ha-yavom ha-miknes le-yavom. Dear is not sad that she's a shifra. So what's the Rashi says, ha-yavom ha-miknes le-yavom? Bishnei no lady sad, no, maybe we read on it, now that the husband is buying her, so if someone wants to buy her to be a slave, a shifra, a shifra, knayni, shifra, ibris, or she didn't know lochets. But Rashi named red ha-le-bayla, we gave them kiddushim, it's called. Shaitan is Melech the Kiddushin. Look, Rashi began on Kiddushin. But Ha'yavom ha-Niknes le-Yavom, Rashi didn't have to say. Understand me? Ha'yavom ha-Niknes le-Yavom. As Rashi said, Ha'yavom ha-Niknes le-Yavom, is mashma as Rashi is coming to Zogin Epis, about that Zogin Shah. Says Rashi weiter, B'shloish ha-Drochim, G'nuferish v'ozim, B'sholish drochim. V'hai sholish lo shun ha-Keva, B'gmora, B'y amai tani lo shun ha-Keva. Then the sugi shpeta. V'koyne es atma b'shtei drochim garsine. V'koyne es atma liyos b'rshuso לינוס אל האחר. So the first thing we're talking about this Rashi, I want to speak to the Halimut to be Masbir, what is the Or on Rashi? What is the Tere that's talking about Rashi? It's two Ors there on Rashi. And the Pshat, before we're going to say what the Gela on Rashi. First, what Rashi is coming to say? The Koine is Atma. Lies Bishusa, Lienos Ele Acher. That's come to Rashi to Zogin. More than that, Lashonis Rashi is Mashma, how she becomes Mutter, Leah is birshusa leinos leacher. She belongs to herself leinos leacher. What is it? Kaila is atma. Leah is birshusa leinos leacher. What is this? Leah is birshusa leinos leacher. What comes Rashi to Zazim? So the Befoshim, the Zel Nemtzachon, the Achroinim. When I say that, if you see in Loshon HaMeiri, it's kimat mefurish in Loshon HaMeiri. Rashi came to say as Achidush. So that machleikes pni Yeshua and Avni Miluim. Now the Miluim brings it down in Tzimim and Dalet Ois Gimel. So that pni Yeshua. The pni Yeshua zogt in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel that the reason Ein Kiddushin Tosfin Be Ishasish, why you can't be Mekadosh Ishasish, because Ein Layat, she belongs to the first husband, so the second husband can't marry her. She belongs. But you sold the chepetz to Reuven. Why Shimon can't buy it from you? Because I sold it already to Reuven. So the lady sold herself to her husband. So a second person can't buy it. Why did Meishua want to be mechadashit? Because he has a kasha. The Gemara says, Shifcho Harufo. Shifcho Harufo is the isha she chotzi eved bechotzi ben choyrim, that she could be miskadesh to her eved. She chotzi shifcho bechotzi ben choyrim kiddushin teifim. Only in the half that she's a bachorim, the half that she's a eved, you can't marry. To have a divri, she's miskadeshes. So choti shivcho v'choti bachorim, she could be miskadeshes. The half that is not a eved could be miskadesh. I normally we can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha. We see in the sugya of Zion. Over here is not a chatzi isha. It's everything what is available. Mipchinas bachorim, I'm mekadesh. Now this isha, the halacha is that if you boil her, you're not chayev misa. Or it's a mute. Or it's a drosha, or it's a svore. The ma'aseh, you're not chayev misa. If you're not chayev misa, it's not called the erve. Erve is v'nichrasu on the foshes ha'ir. So she's not an erve. So a person is mekadesh, achotzi shifcho, achotzi baschoirim, she's mekudeshes. But if someone else marries her, he's not chayev misa. Klal de pnei Yeshua, what would be if someone else will go and marry her now? After the first person married her, the second person wants to marry her. Lechu is no erve here. So what will stop the second person that is Kiddushin Ubichal? After the first person is Kiddushin Chal, what will stop the second person Kiddushin to be Taitis in this issue? Efshar Ene Chanami, it's Takechal. So it's not sure, as it can be said, the Gemara in Yivom is Zuchta Eche Timtze from Eishe Shtei Meisim. And Lui Yitzir Et Chal, you have Eche Timtze of Eishe Shtei Meisim. Look at the Yivom, it's Mishnagea. Zog dit mir Yeshua, the answer is, you're right that she's not a Elve, and Eina Chanami is no Arayas, is no Gilu Arayas, but after she is married to the first person, the Kiddushin of the second person cannot be Chal. She's Tofus, Ein Layad, the first person daughter. So this is the reason Ein Kiddushin Tefsim Be'eshesish, because she's already married to one person, Ein Layad, the second person cannot be Mekadosh. No Zog dit mir Yeshua. Da'avne Miluim, Shlok Dosot. Zog da'avne Miluim, Chobah Gmorim Kiddushin Samach Zayin Amud Beis, steht mir vor, ich darf nicht das. Die Gemara sagt in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Minayin she'ein Kiddushin Teifsin Da'arayas. Die Gemara wird sagen vom Apostel. Samach Zayin Amud Beis in Kiddushin. Fragt die Gemara, Teinach Sha'arayas, Eish Asish Minayin she'ein Kiddushin Teifsin. Die Gemara sagt, was kann es, hat die Gemara, Hukshu kol Arayas Le'adodit. Fragt der Miluim, lefi dit mir Yeshua, I don't care as a kasha, why ein Kiddushin Teifsin Be'ish Asish. So small, after she's married to one person, the other person can't take her, she's not available anymore. Someone else got her. That's why the Gemara, when I'm sharing Kiddushin Teisim, Beishasish. And if the Gemara is looking for a Pasuk, sharing Kiddushin Teisim, Beishasish, and the Gemara says, because it's Arayas, it's Mevur Lehebiyah in the Gemara, that the reason that ain't Kiddushin Teisim, Beishasish, because she's an Erve. Or the Lewisir, she's not an Erve. Lemosh, L'chotzi Shivcho, L'chotzi Beschoirim, Zog Dav Mimiluim, the Kiddushin Teisim. So not a clear machlek. If Yeshua learns that in Kiddushin Teisim Beishasish, because she's already married, so the second person doesn't have a hand, doesn't have a yad, and Avnu Milim is like, meh, as then take a Kiddushin Hayot Teisim. So anyway, not a real bailus. So one person make Kiddushin, the second person can make Kiddushin. The reason why Kiddushin Teisim is because Sidra Erme, and Vash is married to the first person, she's a Rayas, and Eina Chanam in Chotzi Evil, Chotzi Min Chori, and Taka, she's not a Rayas, the Kiddushin Hayot Teisim. Zog the Chazanish, the Avnu Milim break the Shein Arayas, what if Yeshua will answer and the Raya from Avnu Miluim? What if Yeshua will answer and the Raya from Avnu Miluim? The Chur is Mugach in the Gemara that the reason that Ein Kiddushin Tefsin Be'ish Asish is because she's a Erve, not because she's Nishtok in Mok. Not the Chazanish that Ein Echanan that Yeshua is Moide that is two reasons why Ein Kiddushin Tefsin Be'ish Asish. One reason because she's a Erve, take it. And another reason, because Ein Layat, two reasons. Why, Taki, you need two reasons? Because Erve Alein is not enough. Because it's only the reason that Ein Kiddushin takes him because she's a Erve, Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Min Chayim is Nishken Erve. So if Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Min Chayim is Nishken Erve, so the Kiddushin has to be taken from Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Min Chayim. No? It was not called, it was not called Erve. As I said, it's Mishwa. Erve is only because. You can't have an Erve without cause. So now Rebbe Chazanish, so it's not enough to say that the reason Ein Kiddushin Teisim Ba'arayis Be'ishasish is because she's a Erve, because Chatsi Eved V'chatsi Ben Choyam that is not a Erve, she's not a Erve, and Afilo Ochi, Kiddushin will not be Teisim, and for the second reason, that's Rebbe Chazanish. So you need two reasons. One reason that it's a Erve, and another reason, because there's no Mokah in the Mele, even V'chatsi Eved V'chatsi Ben Choyam, that it's not a Erve, the Kiddushin will not Teisim for the second person. Yeah, oh, but okay. This is good only one way. The same. So why we need the Din of Erve? Only tell me that the reason that Ein Kiddushin takes him is because there's no mocking for the second person. The Mele will include even Chotzi Eved and Chotzi Ben Chayim, and I don't need any more apostles to tell me. That Ein Kiddushin takes him is Alitza Erve. Why I need a apostle? Tell me that there's no mocking for the second person to be Mekadosh. It's not available anymore. The first person had the gun to Maise. The second will definitely have wisdom in Mekadosh. Well, that is coming to a reason, mitzvah, that it's a Erev. I hope a person that it's a Erev. What's that coming to the person? That's what's for Shtar Gehore. Zog the Chazanish and Afkemi. You're right. Be'etzem, it's the first reason it's enough that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin because it's no mocking, it's no yad. The first person gichat the ganze zach, there's no mocking for the second person anymore. Ein Echanam. Zog the Chazanish, but without the gzera sakosu, that the kosh is a erve ein kiddushin taifsin, the vlad will not be a mamzer. The vlad is only mamzer
when there's no kiddush in toifim mitzad arayetz. The klal is when the vlad is a mamzer and when the vlad is not a mamzer. If a person marries chay v'ladim, the vlad is not a mamzer. If a person marries someone that ain't kiddush in toifim mamzer, zar, meloshen zarus, when it's a zarus, then the vlad is a mamzer. So if the kiddushin will not be toifim beishas ish because she's not available, ain't leyad, since she's a gichat, or that the vlad is a nishkin mamzer, the vlad is a nishkin mamzer, the vlad is a dutakin. The second person doesn't have a right to marry her. He can't marry her. She's not available. She's gichat. But the vlad is nishkin mamzer. But that is exactly a kosu that the kiddushin of the second person are not chal. And she's a zarus. I say a zarus. The man of the vlad is a mamzer. So she ain't nafkemina. I say that because she's not nafkemina. Because nafkemina of the vlad is a mamzer. So she ain't nafkemina. A second asking what? It has to be in kiddushin toifim. It's not a right. This is the chaznishes meyaset. Chaznishes are riches of them. Stolen the sugars in Yevomes, Abu al Eved, Abu Lat Mamzer, or not. Abu Lat Mamzer, the chaznish. The Dvar Avrom Zot, the Chol Hashemer and Afkemina, why you need a two psukim. What is the Yigur? We say, what is the Kasha? That is not, that she's not, she doesn't have a yad we need for Chatsi Eved, Chatsi Ben Chayim. But we ask why we need a pasuk that she's a erve. And the reason the second person can't be mekadesh because she's already married to the first person. And she's a erve, and kiddushin toifim. But I've come into that. Take me, make it, ain't like that. Zazid var avroam, a poshten afkimim. What would be if two people will marry a lady together? Bevasachas. Two people will do kiddushin bevasachas. She'll be married to both or not? Two people bevasachas. She'll be married to both or not? As a cloud called Shaina Bazakha, I feel Bazakha Saina, right? But what if I sell a chayfet to two people? So both of them die. The Chaim is Mazda and Sefer Alimol. When you say called Shaina Bazakha, I feel Bazakha Saina, if there's a reason that the chalais, one can't be after the other one. If the chalais of the first one is a spirit of the second one, so even when I do it Bazakha, called Shaina Bazakha, I feel Bazakha Saina. But the Lord said, the chalais is not a stira one to each other. Just after you salt the water, there's nothing worth the salt at all the person. Zot the prime, so b'chai gavne, if you do b'vasachas, both of them are chal. So Lord said, the kiddushin are not teifes b'eishas ish. Not because she's an elder. Not because after she's married to one person, she's an elder, it's a stira to marry the second person. Just because after she's married to one person, ein leyad, and the second person can ishmachin a kiddushin. If this is the reason the second person can't make a kiddushin, of the vasachas of the Dvar Avraham, she will be married to both. Vasachas should be married to both. The kiddushin of both will be taken. So, the male will even say, "Asakosuf, she's a erve. She's married to him. It's a spirit to him. Him is a spirit to him. You can't do the vasachas. But if it's not a spirit, just after she's married to one person." The second person doesn't have what to buy. Aber vasachas avad in Ukraine? Vasachas avad in Ukraine? I hear the nozul nafkemina for any of the Tamir Chachomim in Yerushalayim. Hashenu nafkemina. Again, why we need to say a sakosuf of Elve, Teipukle, Mitzah, that after she's married to the first person, Lefidu for Yeshua, she can't be married to the second person. So that the Rambam, Chidush, we'll use it later in the Sugin Amud Beis from Baal Korcho. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchis Melochim, Alochet Dalet, the Rambam thought that the Melech could go to every soda that he wants and take it to himself. Every house that he wants, he could take it to himself. He could go and take every lady that he wants to be a wife. Every lady that he wants, he could make her a pilegesh. I have to see later, by Daito, by Al-Koch, if she has to say yes. But the Rambam said, HaMelech, Lekeach Miboneinu, Lekeach Mibneseinu, Leilenoshim, Lepilachois, Letabochim, for cooks. What he wants, he could take, and it becomes his. But maybe if someone married a Isha, now the Melech comes and he wants to take her away. And the reason he can't marry a lady because she belongs to someone, other the Melech has a right to take. He could take you with your wife. But he could take you himself to become his Eved. So he could take you away. If the pshat is it's a erve, the erve is maskir that someone else can't take her. So the Melech can't stand it. And that is the Melech will be easy to boil her. But the kiddushin of the Melech will be taken. He can't say any layat, she belongs to him. A melech says that everything in the country belongs to the melech over everyone. These are the three nefkimines. But we have to be sure there was miyaseh that the reason, he said we have to have reasons for it. But there's two reasons why you can't marry a ishasish. chutz that she's a erve, he can't marry a shesish because she belongs to someone. So the very fact, this is what Rashi came to say. The koines atmo liyos birshuso liyos le'adam. But Rashi, she has to become back birshuso, then she could marry someone else. The Ayman Rashi didn't stand say that if you give a gift, she's mutter le'bayla. She's mutter to all the world. It's not enough to be mad to her. The reason that we can't marry her is not only because she has the issue. Why we can't marry her? Because she belongs to someone. So the only way she could get back to herself to get married is Leah is birshusa, lihina selah. I think the Zohar wants to say this is Kabbalah Rashi to optize the Kohenes Asma Leah is birshusa, lihina selah. So Shane Pshat. And the Maisa and the Meiri is very mefurosh in Hazay. The Meiri is not a Meiri mefurosh Hazay. The Meiri says the Isha Mikne. The Meiri says Namish the ganze world. The Isha Mikne is la Mekadesh shelo iye acher yochel liskis bo. Shelo iye Mikne is la Mekadesh le'inyon shelo iye acher yochel liskis bo. So shame the pshat, aber dachte, das ist nicht der pshat in Rashi. Es ist nicht mistabe, dass das ist der pshat in Rashi. First, es ist eine gepackte Sache, es ist eine Poste Rashi, aber more than that. The problem is, was wir können nicht lernen, das ist der pshat. Es ist safer, wenn Mishnah says, a yevomo niknes, bechalitza und bemisa sayobo. Rashi doesn't say, Rashi schweigt. If the klal, if Rashi doesn't say nothing, it means he's sticking out to the hershta pshat. Is mamshichu the hershta pshat? So now, what we say? Ayevam niknes bechalitza b'misa sayovam. So Rashi will say, liya is birshusa liinase leachem. Right? Ayevam niknes liya is birshusa liinase leachem. Lo mitrachen aminu. Lo mitrachen aminu. That's a big difference. She's skuko. And she's nicknamed Leah is Birshusa Leinas Aleach. It's not Emes. This Rashi said, the Koina is Atma. Now the same Rashi, if Rashi doesn't explain nothing in the Sefer, so Rashi means in the Sefer, a Yevamo nicknamed also. Koina is, we have to see, Kiru, we see these words. The Koina is Atma, Leah is Birshusa Leinas Aleach. Let me try and zusammen a minute. Let me try and zusammen a minute. Yevamo, before she has Chalitze, and before she has Misa Sayava, the Gemara in Yevama, Kaimelon, Kiddushin Taifsin be Yevama Lashuk. Even if she's a skuka, Kiddushin Taifsin be Yevama Lashuk. So if the Pshat in the Reisha is the Koina is Atma, that she belongs to herself, the male someone else could marry her, means that the Kiddushin are Taifas. Again, we learn in Pshat in the first Rashi Devile, maybe I'll be Mazbe, the Machmas a bit of close. Amazus a bit close. The value of we learned Pshat and Rashi, we didn't Rashi, we made Rashi to be a Lomdesh Rashi. I'll explain. We made Rashi the value to be a Lomdesh Rashi. That Rashi didn't come to say that the Koina is Asma means after she will get divorced, she's allowed to get married. Rashi meant to say she could get married. Not allowed, could. Allowed means her permission. Could means on there the kiddushin will not be famous bichlal. We optize the Rashi. The koina is atma li is birshusa liinase leachel means not we left you to marry someone else. That you become birshusa the man you could marry before you could not. Not only you didn't have a right to do it, you could not get married, right? And then we get on Shadim Rashi. Look at the Yeshua. That cold man she's married and Kiddushin Achel Taisimbo, Roshan Meiri. Now she's divorced, she becomes back, belongs to herself. If she belongs to herself, she could get married to someone else. Now if we're trying to say the Zerba Pshat in Yibum, that's the Nishgay. Because in Yibum, even before the Chalitze, she could get married to someone else. She's not allowed to. Yevam Alashuk. Aber Kiddushin Taisim. If she will do Kiddushin, she will become married to the second person. And to be Mafkia the Zikr, the elder Mafkia the Zikr, she could get married to someone else. She's not allowed to. So if Rashi meant to say to Pnei Yeshua here, that the koyness also means she belongs to herself, the male she could get married, not the heter. Rashi gave her the longest of koyness asmo, and Yevama Mikel is holding their longest. If in the Rashi, Rashi meant longest. Not she's koyness asmo, she gets a heter to get married. Koyness asmo means her longest. She belongs to herself, then maybe she could get married. Before, she didn't belong to herself, so Kiddushin will not take this. Now she belongs to herself, if it doesn't pshat, then Yibu Mekani is not going to say pshat. The maybe is more mistabah to zogin, with mizan in the Rishonim, and the Ritva, and the Ra'o, when Azei stay tak in the Ra'o, in the second pshat, Rashi never came to say Lombos. Rashi came the whole Mishnah and the word Aisha Niknes Lebailo and the word Lebailo Leyavam, all of these Lashonas you see inside the Ra'o, it's not in the first tikkun, and the end of the Mishnah he comes back to the Masbir Lashonas Rashi. Rashi meant as they Masbir because I'm not in a Leichterweg because I'm not in a Rashi meant Rashi had Shver Aisha Niknes Lebailo Aisha is Mamoyne Shel Baal Rosh Naran and Gittin Eina Aisha Mamoyne Shel Baal that will belong to the husband. So what's the pshat nikness lebailo? Rashi means nikness, don't, Rashi is coming to off-edge, don't think nikness is a bailin or the yodam is a bailin. No, nikness means miyuchedes lebailo. But a match. Now let me get back to a bit more. And Rashi adds li es birshuso li inose leacha. The pshat is as it. Rashi is coming to say pshat, what is the chetze of kiddushin? Mitzvah Hashem will see in Amud Beis Be'archove, the Gemara says, what is Kiddushin? Osa Ola Akula Alme Kehekesh. State in Amud Beis that the Chetze of Kiddushin is not, it's a chelik from the Rishonim, Stam, I'm buying the Isha, you mind? The Chetze of Kiddushin is, I'm Meyached you. You don't belong to no one, you only belong to me. You Meyuchet to me, but mele you also to everyone. Osa Ola Akula Alme Kehekesh. In Loshen HaRambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Aleph, Aloche Aleph, the Rambam means down Koide Matan Teire. Zog the Rambam, what is Koide Matan Teire? There's no Kinyan Kiddushin. Zog the Rambam, Odom Hoylech Vashuk Vepoigesh Isho Umachnisa Lebeisoi Ubolo Vareiki Ishto. And no one else is allowed to take her. He comes, he tells her, you're my wife, he's the Yachere to be his wife, and this is a wife. After Matan Teire, you do the Zog Bezach, Odom Mitakinyan. That not that you buying her. The chesed of kiddushin is you mine. Not you mine. You belong to me. You miyuchedesli, mekudeshesli, miyuchedesli, mufreshesli, and amud bein. This is a deraor. This is the chesed of kiddushin. You belong to me, and the God says this is the reason why the Rambam brings this akdome. Koyde matin teire odom heilich bashuk peigish isho machniso lebeisoi hareike ishto. Leacha matin teire nach machin akinyan. Was ist denn der Matentere? Was ist der Welt? Gleich das in Zeit, Aloche Aleph und Aloche Beis in Hilches Ischus. Der Rabbi meint, das ist das Sinn, das ist Chassene. Chassene ist, you take a Freund, you mine, only mine, no one else, you'll be only mine, das ist der Chassene von Kiddush. Und wir machen das mit der Kinyan. Sag der Rao, this is what Rashi is coming to say. Don't think this Nikness is a Chalois Kinyan. Nikness mi Yuchenes Lebailo. Chome es Atmo, li es Birshusa, ois mi Yuchenes Lebailo. Das ist der Chesed von der Kiddushin. Da kann ich nicht mehr balabatisch, aber Lemaise, als ich steht klar in der Raho, als das, was Rashi kommt zu sagen. Sag noch einmal, das Mishua, weil auch es kennt, sei es ist Emes. Aber in Rashi, es ist schwer zu sagen, als das, was Rashi meint zu sagen. I think, after what we're saying, if you look good in the Meiri, dachte ich, die Meiri also meant that. Der eine, was wir sagen, ich sage es mir vor, das Mishua. Die Meiri learns like das Mishua. And gerade, he says das Mishua. But when he's masbir the Loshon HaMishneh, it's masbir that he's masbir again that the miyuchedes is miyuchedes lebailo. He grabbed a value, looks like it's miyushua, that the getter from Ishus is that after you marry, no one else can take you, so mainly he was masbir as a pshat. Today it's in the Loshon HaMeiri, that's what the Meiri also meant that. It's better than the Golish, because it's a balabatish pshat in Rashi. Come again, weiter. בכסף ובשטר מפורש בברייסה בגמור המסר לו כסף אישו וכסף ואומר לו הרי את מקודשת לי שטר כסף לו על הניר אף אפי שנשו ופרוטה הרי את מקודשת לי ביו בואו לו ואומר עסקת שלי וביו זו וכולו יולף מקרוי תיימד ובשם ומפורש בגמור עמדי רשי סתרפור זכן תשטר I want a shtickel maybe to shtel the Suder though. In Rashi is mashma, Rashi says like this. In Kiddushi Kesef you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. In Shtar Rashi Shvaik, you only have to write in the Shtar Arev Mekudeshesli. And Bia, Boleo Vo'imer, he's Kachli Bebiazu. He's Kachli Bebiazu. Now, in Lishonus Rashi is mashma, Rebochber is Medayek, that Rashi learns that you need Amira Bekidushi. What is Amira Bekidushin Mitzvah Hashem? We see in the Sugya Shpeta, hence the Shtikla Akdome. You have to have Amira Bekidushin. How must be Rabbi Vos made Rabbi Ochber Amira Bekidushin? Without Rabbi Ochber, Avadu, when you marry the Isha, you have to tell her that you're going to marry her. When you're buying a house, you have to say that you're going to buy a house. But the Amira is only a technical Zah, but you have to find out what is going on here. If you don't talk it out, Meveish Nishavot Retman. But if this is the reason you have to tell the Isha Arev Mekudeshesli, because if you don't talk it out, the Isha doesn't know what we're talking about, Rashi didn't have to bring down the Amire in Unzere Mishne. There's a lot of Zachen. You have to have Edim Lekiyum and Mitzvah Hashem will learn. It's all different halachas. Velche Matbeya Nosanu Amroi Mitzvah Hashem Elayim Nusugis. Why Rashi has to give in the Akdome of the Pshat that you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli? If Rashi brings down that you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli, Rebbe Ochber was medayek that Rashi learns that the Amira is not Stam Azog to find out what is happening here. The Amira is a chelik from the Maisa Kiddushin, Kach Memro Aloche Bekiddushin, that you have to have an Amira to tell Arev Mekudeshesli. Aleph. Bet. Rashi gate, and it's meduyek in Rashi, that in Kiddushi Kesef, Rashi says, you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. In Kiddushi Bia, Rashi says you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. In Kiddushi Shtar, Rashi doesn't say that you have to say Arev Mekudeshesli. Rashi missed it out. Why in Kiddushi Shtar, Rashi says you have to write in the Shtar Arev Mekudeshesli? But Rashi doesn't say that you have to say it. Rashi Alarit brings down the Shtar Kosev Lo Arev Mekudeshesli. The Oimer Lo, the Neisev. Rashi says you also have to write it and you also have to say it. And if Rashi Maos doesn't say it, it's mashma that unzer Rashi is cholek. And it's mefurish in the Meiri brings down two shittas. Yesh oimrim she'at b'shtar tzorich amire, v'yesh oimrim she'b'shtar ein tzorich amire. And the Meiri is mashma why you don't need a amira b'shtar, because it says in the shtar already arev mekudeshesli. What is the purpose to say it over again? So steht in shtar arev mekudeshesli. Time to say it over again. So what in the machleik is though? That under a Rashi hold you don't have to say. And Rashi el Arif and the Meiri bin Zani is Oimrim that even Bishtar you have to say Arayat Mekudeshesli. So Balabatish we could have said Pshat that doesn't the machleik is taken. Doesn't the machleik is. If it's a din Amira in Kiddushin, so even Bishtar you have to say. You write that it says in the Shtar and we know what he wants. Oh, there is a din to say? Masha Engen, if there's no din Amira, it's only a din to find out what he means, so the Shtar, you back it don't have to say. It would be very like to say that that's what the Machlek is. It's not like it's a Machlek you want to learn. That if it's a din Amira, so you write that we know from the Shtar what he wants. But it's not enough that we know what he wants. He didn't say. Masha Engen, the Shiva's whole of you don't have to say. They learn that the Shtar is no din Amir Atake. The Iker is only to know the Mele B'Shtar, but don't have to say. But the Maise, no, so like we can have Zog and Take, that doesn't make like it. It was a din Amir, so you write that the Shtar says that Rehat Mekudeshes, but it was a din Amir, Masha Engel, if it's only a din to find out, but we can learn like that because we said that it's Mashma and Rashi that is a din Amira. We still from Rebbe Ochber that Rashi learns Asidon din Amira in Kiddushin. When Afilo Ochi Rashi says, when Afilo Ochi Rashi is Mashma that Bishtar Medat Mizorgin Arayat Mekudeshesli. So I think we have to learn that everyone learns that it's a din Amira. When the Machlekes is, if the Ksav Shebishtar is Ki'ilu Sido Amira, or the Shtar or Ksav Shebishtar can Ishmach in Amira. Likul Ha'am is a din Amira. The Shaila would be if the Ksav Shebishtar is Ki'ilu Sido Adin Amira,
Or sie nicht stärken in Amira mit der Ksav Shabishtar. We'll have to explain it later in the Sugis of Amira. I just want to show the Dvorim Kitzuros. Now, if noch a diuk den Rashi, Rashi says, in Kiddushin Kesef, Areat Mekudeshes Li. Shtar Areat Mekudeshes Li. Bebiye, Zat Rashi, Areat Iskat Shili Bebiye Zuh. So Rab Kiva Eger, though, Afanor, Kiva Eger bleibt a Zorich hier. Fragt Rab Kiva Eger, wie schlimme be Kiddushin Kesef, you have to say Areat Mekudeshes Li. Bestar, you have to say Areat Mekudeshes Li. Fragt Rav Kiva Eger, aber why in Bia you have to say Areat Mekudeshes Li? Zog Rav Kiva Eger Pshat in his Kasher. Zog Rav Kiva Eger Azeh. The Gemara Zog in the Feyo Mutbeis, why you have to say Areat Mekudeshes Li? Why is not enough to say Areat Mekudeshes? Versteht man Li. Why you have to say Areat Mekudeshes Li? Zog the Gemara, because if you don't say Li, I will think maybe you are Shliach, and maybe you Mekadesh for someone else. If you don't say Li, we think maybe you're a Shliach, and maybe you're Mekadosh for someone else. Then there's only Li. As long as you're Daim Shayim Mechichos. If you don't say Li, we don't know that you're Mekadosh for yourself, maybe you're Mekadosh for someone else. For example, give a Eger, Rabbi Nbiya, you can't be Mekadosh for someone else. You can't be Mekadosh for someone else. You can't make a Biya to Mekadosh for someone else. So I'll call you Mekadosh for yourself. So that will call you Mekadosh for yourself. What does that mean? Versteht man Li? And Kivege bleibt der Zorich hier. Kivege bleibt der Zorich hier. Why you have to say Li? And then Kivege bleibt der Zorich hier. Zog Rav David Bovarski, dachte ich mir gesagt, dass Rebo Ochber schon gesagt, am Olich gehört, und schon Rebo Ochber. Kivege ist das Zorich hier in Gott. Aber if it's a din Amira in Kiddushin, could be it's not a Zorich hier. It says, the din amire has to be that from the amire we know that you mekadesh for yourself. If you say Areat Mekudeshes, you don't say Li, from the words we don't know if you mekadesh to yourself or you mekadesh for someone else. For sure, when you make a beer, muchach, that the beer has to be to the husband, not to someone else. Other than the words that you mekadesh, we don't know to who you mekadesh. Again, if it's only a chetimtze, if the din amire is only a way to prove, because the lady needs to know what is happening. If you marry her, someone else marry her. For sure, if you do a beer, she knows you marry her. She doesn't think someone else is marrying. But if the din to say that the kiddushin is coming, not to know what is happening, is the din that I have to speak out the kiddushin before the kiddushin. And when I speak out, it has to be clear that I am the mekadesh. If it has to be clear that I am the mekadesh, the mele, what is muchach duch the beer that I am a mekadesh, it's not muchach in the world. Weil es dann, der Arad Mekudesh ist dann Mechiyah von einem der Mekadesh. So weil es dann Mechiyah von einem der Mekadesh, der Melech ist nicht Mekudesh. Der Melech ist nicht Mekudesh. Melech, even in Bia, you have to say, Arad Mekudesh ist lieb. Even in Bia, you have to say, Arad Mekudesh ist lieb.
The Maise, together with
Amir. Maise, don't look at the Bochber. Maise und Amir doesn't help. Even the Din Amir from the Amir allein darf sein Mucha.
Says the beer, then we know already that it's
that
it's
not. It's not the beer. Some, maybe someone else is doing the beer. When you're above, the male is a beer. Maybe someone else. The words of the beer are not mechiyah. I'm baller, the male is mucha. But the words are not mechiyah. Now, as another order, there's another order of Rashi. Ab Kivege auf der Rambam stoß auf dem. Rashi says, is Areat Mekudeshes Bekesef oimer lo Areat Mekudeshes Li. Beshtar oim koisev lo Areat Mekudeshes Li. Bebiyo Boleo Veoimer Hiskat Shili Bebiyo Zu. Rashi says, you have to mention Bebiyo Zu. Kivege is medayik von Rashi that Bekesef, you don't have to say Bekesef Zeh. B'shtar, you don't have to say b'shtar ze. Only b'biya, you have to say b'biya zu. In Rambam, in Perek Gimel Milchus Ishus Aloche Aleph, steht in Rambam, Neusen lo kesef, ve'oimer lo hiskat shili b'kesef ze. And the Shulchan Aruch steht, hiskat shili b'kesef ze, ve'zehu atam, zog deramo, she'anu oimrim areat mekudeshes li b'tabas zu. Kedas Moshe v'Yisroel.
Why we say betabas zu? Because we have to say bekesef ze. The berheitev zog dot lav davke einu meakev. Aber er meiset, mir hab gebegir es mit ein, und wir haben machlekes Rashi und Ramba. Und er sehen Tal mit der Rashba, da in Kiddushin ist mefurisch, that in kesef, you also have to say bekesef ze. So er ist stickel all, im Rashi ist medurik nicht das ze. Rashi in kesef de star didn't say bekesef ze. Und in Bia Rashi said, the Bia zu. So it's three ways that you have to be mazgur. It's a very balabatish event, ich gesehen am Olin HaSeifer. But in Kesef, if I give him money, mistam el Hashem Kiddushin. I give him a shtar, mistam el, I read Mekudeshes and I give him money. Mistam, I want to marry him. I read Mekudeshes and I give him a shtar, mistam, I want to marry him. Aber Bia is the tachlis von Ishus. Bia, a person is planning, all of his life he will do with his wife Bia. Bia is not only the zach that you make Kaddish with, Bia is the way that you live Chaya Ishus. Maybe if I can, maybe he thinks I read Mekudeshesli, it's enough to say it. And now he's starting to live with his wife while he's married to her. The person says, I read Mekudeshes and he gives her the money, so he's Mekadesh. I read Mekudeshes and he gives her a shtar, he's telling me he's Mekadesh. But if he says, I read Mekudeshes and he makes a beer, maybe he thinks I read Mekudeshes, nothing given the chasm, eh? When he says, it's a chasm, 11 with a breath.
Mekudeshes beer.
What?
So even
when you say the beer, he says, so one of the two he says, oh, the beer, a person, while a person makes beer, also shalei l'shem nesuim, dos alein is the chaya nesuim, so if I tell, maybe he's starting now the chaya nesuim, and shpeta over machana maise kiddushin. Money, what is not that? Money, what is giving this money? Stam a present, what is giving you? Beer, what do you mean? Beer, this is the tachlis of the marriage. What is also not mechia? I mean, but it says like this: there is a chiluk between kesef and shtar and beer. Kesef and shtar, when you say, I have mekudeshes, or a second before you give it, or a mamish when you give it, or even a second after it, lashon Rashi is. If the Rashi is the Davka, mashma miyad b'toch kedei dibur from the Nesine, the Shtar also is mashma like that. Aber in Bia, as mefurish in Rambam, Razeh Zmeduik in Loshen Rashi, Rashi says a chiluk. In Kesef he says, arei at mekudeshes. B'shtar arei at mekudeshes. B'Bia oimer, his kad shili, Loshen Osib. Zog the Rambam, the Eidim don't see the Bia, Al-Kochoch, before the Cheder Yichud, you tell the Eidim, Arad Mekudeshes Li B'Biyah Zu, V'Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Biyah. The Meir Shteit Azeh. The person tells the Isha, Tiskatshe Li Lemocho. And he gives him money later. We don't know that this is the money from the Kiddushin. Shem Mefurash and Peskin, that the whole Shilat you have to say Bekesef Zu or not, you give him money, Arad Mekudeshes, and you put a ring, you don't have to say Betabah Zu, Meikar Adin. But if you told her in the morning, tonight I'll be Mekadesh you, and then in the night you go and you give him money, who said that this money is the Kiddushin? Maybe this money is the present, soon he's giving you Kiddushin. B'meile, the beer, that he's not saying it B'shas, the beer. He's saying it before the Cheder Yichud, and he's saying, this is my plan inside the Cheder Yichud. To make that beer to be Mekadosh, Musa Zodin, but beer Zuda will be later. But beer Zuda will be later. The man, that's the reason Rashi also, the beer with Avzodin, but beer Zu. The beer with Avzodin, but beer Zu, Mashen can be Kesef. And Shmuel Rezovsky brings the Noch HaPshat. To Mechalik again, why Rashi holds that the Kesef, you don't have to say the Kesef Zeh. On Bebiya, you have to say Bebiya Zu. Azak Tazeh. We'll see later, it's Megea very much. As a sugya, if Kinyan Amoyil, the Kinyan She'enu Moyil. Being run in the sugya though, I'll say Tamsis Advorim. As a Gemore in Bob Metzia. A person was walking in the street and he found a Metzia. But instead of picking it up, he found the Metzia. Rois at the future. Rois at Metzia v'nofal aleh. Now, there's two ways to be koine the Metzia. You could pick it up. He could be koine b'dalet amas, b'chotza. Or falling in the Metzia is gone. This person was sure, if you lay on it, it's yours. Zog the Gemara that he's not koine. Why? Because he had a das to be koine ben nefile. He didn't have a das to be koine ben dalet ames. So even though the person could be koine as a kinyan dalet ames shel odo amareim kireshu, sorry. But Zog the Gemara, if Vali was not mechamen to be koine ben dalet ames, he's not koine. Zog tesis in Bometzia, this is dafke ben dalet ames. Kinyan Rabbonon. Aber be kinyan kesef, literally a person gives someone money to buy a chesed. He doesn't think that the money makes the kinyan. He thinks of his own that Agboah makes the kinyan. And gerade in this chesed, Agboah is not a good Agboah. Or he didn't do a good Agboah. He thought that he could move it a little bit. He didn't realize that he has to pick it up. So again, what is the chetin? So a person went to a store to buy a chesed. He gave money to buy the chesed and he made a kinyan Agboah. He was sure that the kinyan Agboah is the good kinyan. And the emes, the Agboah was not a good kinyan. Zog Tesis, even so, he's koine bekesef. Ah, he didn't have a das to be koine bekesef. We call it kinyan amoyil v'kinyan she'ein amoyil. The person makes two kinyanim. One is good and one is not good. And he has a das for the one that is not good. He's koine with a good kinyan. So the person made two kinyanim, kinyan kesef and kinyan Agboah. And he had a das to be koine with the Agboah. And the Agboah didn't work out. He's koine bekesef. Because this kinyan amoyil v'kinyan she'ein amoyil, he's koine bekesef. He's koine bekesef. That's the halacha. He's koine bekesef. Zog Reb Shimon Shkop that this is only b'kinyan kesef. Zog Reb Shmuel b'shem Reb Shimon that it's only b'kinyan kesef. Right. If I give money in the store to buy a chayfet, and I pick up the chayfet, and the picking up didn't work out. Even so, the kinyan kesef helped. Why? Because the ma'aseh, I gave money, and he has to give me something for the money that I gave. You're right, I didn't have a das to be koine bekesef. So far, I didn't have a das to be koine bekesef, but I had a das to be koine the chayfet. So far, I had a das to be koine the chayfet. Even that I didn't have a das to be koine the chayfet, the kinyan kesef it helped. This is only the kinyan kesef. Why? Because I gave the money, and he has to give me something for the money. I didn't have a das to be koine with that. But the kinyan was here. So even though I didn't have a das to be koine the chayfet with this kinyan, but the kinyan was chal. But what if the lama zogin, if a person, he makes a meshicha, it's two kinyanim. There's a meshicha lama zogin and a mesira. Meshicha means to, meshicha and agboah. Meshicha means to pull it, and agboah means to pick it up. He was sure this chayfet, you could be koine an agboah. He tried to pick it up. The agboah was not good. Abegrada was a meshicha. Meshicha is to move, agboah is to pick up. And if I can, he was trying to make a meshicha. Meshicha is not good. And a mistake, he picked it up. Zog Reb Shimon, he's not koine. Because he didn't have a das, but it was a kinyan. Zog Reb Shimon, what is the difference? Zog Reb Shimon has it. Meshicha is gosh. It's pushing. Agboah is gosh. It's picking up. It's gosh. What makes the chayfets to become koine? I have a das to be koine. So meshicha, instead of pushing, becomes meshicha. Agboah, instead of picking up, becomes agboah. Tell meshicha and agboah, I start moving the chayfets. If I have a das to make it my sekinyan, moving the chayfets becomes, instead of stam moving the chayfets, becomes a ma'isekinyan. A ma'isekinyan of Meshicha, a ma'isekinyan of Agboah. But I have to have a das to make it a ma'isekinyan. Like no one will say that if I walk in the street and I push chapotim, it's Meshicha. I have to have a das to make a kinyan Meshicha. I have to have a das to make a kinyan Agboah. If I have a das to Agboah, it's koine. If I have a das to Meshicha, it's koine. But if I have a das to one zach and I do the other zach, so if the first zach that I did and it didn't work out, the second thing is also not good. Mashen can be kesef. Kesef is a mitzvah. If I gave you money, you have to give me the chayfet. If I give a person money, he has to give me something tmur of the chayfet. But mainly the mitzvah of kinyan kesef doesn't mean my das. Again, command was close. Kinyan kesef, to be a chetzer of a ma'aseh kinyan, doesn't mean my das. This is the whole world understands. If you pay, you get something for what you pay. The world understands. You pay, you have to give something back. This is kinyan kesef. So kinyan kesef doesn't need a das to make it to be a kinyan. You have to want to be koiner. If you don't want to be koiner, you're giving out money. Oh, but I don't have to have a das that I'm koiner b'kesef. I'm a ma'aseh kinyonim. I have to have a das that I'm koiner in this ma'aseh kinyon. Now, she'engen b'kesef, zogt Reb Shimon, then I don't have to have a das that I'm koiner. The mele, zogt Reb Shmuel, zogt Reb Shat in Rashi. When you mekadesh a'isha b'kesef, shtar ha'da bazundo shmuel. Oh, I'm a kaddish isha b'kesef. I don't have to say b'kesef ze. Could be she would not think that it's this money. She would think stam because I'm looking at her, I'm a kaddish. Oh, but she has a dasim in his kaddish and I gave money. She's mekudesh. Ma she'engim b'biye. If I don't say b'biye zu, even if I have a das to marry her, she doesn't become married. Only if she has a das that she's mekudesh is b'biye. B'kiddush kesef. The king in Kesef is, I gave money, I have to get something for it. I don't have to have a das to make it a Maisa Kinyan. So why I don't have to have a das to make it a Maisa Kinyan, but maybe Me'elov it's a Maisa Kinyan. Why Me'elov it's a Maisa Kinyan, I don't have to say the Kesef there. I read Mekudeshesli. You could think what you want. I'm giving you money, you become Mekudeshes. But she'enkin bebi, if I don't tell you bebi azru, and even if you have a das to be Miskadeshes, you're not Miskadeshes.
Okay, clear about it?
She could. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. She's not Mekudesh, there's no Maisa Kinyan. And while she didn't have a dance for this Maisa Kinyan, the marriage is not Mekudesh. The marriage is not Mekudesh. That's not a portion. In a mirror. No, I want this to add that's the first thing that I've Zogt Reb Shmuel, so why the Rambam says that you have to say the Kesef Zeh? No Chazah Shem Epshat, why the Rambam says that you have to say the Kesef Zeh? Well, the Rambam learned, and this Hashem will see in the Hemshech, that Kiddushei Kesef are not like every Kinyan Kesef shel Kol HaTeiri Kulo. The Kol HaTeiri Kulo, I pay money, and you have to give me something for the money. Kesef Tmura. Kesef Tmura. This is Machlekes Mavetaz, we'll get to it, Keseda. It's a Kesef Tmura. So the Chaleskinen is, I gave you money, you have to give me something back. In Kiddushe Isha, the Rambam learned, it's not I gave you money, you have to give me something back, you're giving me yourself. Like it's a Maise Biyet, Chales Biyet, it's a Maise Shtar, I give according to the Isha, she becomes Mekudeshes. Not because I gave her money and she owes me something. If we look at it like every Kiddushe Kesef, that if I gave you money, you owe me something, so even if you don't have a das to the Kinyan, the Metzias of the Kinyan is there. The Rambam learned that is good in Choshen Mishpa. But in Kiddushi Isha, the Rambam learned the Kiddushi Kesef is not a Tmura for the Chayfet. It's not a nice Kesef. I'm giving you money, you're Mekudeshes. The Mele, as I do, we said in all of the Kinyonim, you have to have a das, and you don't have a das, this is Nishken Maise Kinyan. So Mele, Vals is Nishken Maise Kinyan, and Mele is Nishken. Let me end it in the Rashi, no? בפרוטה של נחוישס איסר איטלקי של כסף ודובר שמי לפרוטס היבום הניקנס ליובום בביו ליאס כאישתי לכל דובו שאם בו לגר שאחר כך אין הצריכו אמנו חליצה אלא גט אבל שטר וכסף אין בו אלבו מן התאירה אלא מדרבונות זה תוקום דמהני בו מים כדי אמרים ביבומס אבל אין הגוים בו ליאס יושר מטמלו ולפוטו מן החליצה אלא לפויס לו השאר אחר So the beer is like a goyim elias ki ishto lechol dodo shim bo legar so in the tzricha men again. Ma she'en ken kesef, maimel, that Rashi, kesef e shtar, ein moel bo min ha-teire, elo mi de rabono. The tokum de mahami bo maimel, ke de amrim bi yevomes. Aval ein el goyim bo elias yoshu metamelo. So Rashi really could have said in the beginning of the Dibur HaMaschil, be beer elias ki ishto lechol dodo, elias yoshu metamelo. Rashi says, אבל כשטר בביה אין מועילים לגמר בו ליאס יושר ותמלו. מה שאין כן ביה, אז גמר בו, not only שאם בו לגרשו אחר כך אין אפריך חליצו, Rashi could have added and said that the ביה is גמר בו ליאס יושר ותמלו. And take this ריאזוק and take it says it. אבל זו מניקנס ליובם קילן גמור ליושר ולתמלו. ליושר ולתמלו. Rashi didn't have to say that nitnes le'yavomo le'kinyan gomu le'yosha ve'letamelo. Rashi says ki ishtei lechol dodo shim be'legar she'ein etzricha emel echalitza elaget. Rashi later said, aber kesef v'shtar eim et eimlim bo li'es ki ishtei lechol dodo le'gav yosha ve'letamelo. So shtikilo ho'e, why Rashi didn't say in the beginning
ומעשה כאיש לו לכל דבר שאם בא ליושע ולתאמה לו בסם שפט
שלום, כל הלשון מפיצת הקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.